I was reading an article in the Daily Mail yesterday saying that 80% of Brits are holding on to defunct tech. For one in three of us, well, actually, it's our very first mobile phone. Let's have a word now with technology expert Fevzi Turkap, the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, morning. What do you make of those stats, first off, that loads of us are holding on to old tech?
Yeah, morning. We all do it, don't we? And for various reasons. Sometimes the tech itself invokes nostalgia, you know, our first phone, our first games console, you know, tablets, iPods, you know, these things were important to us, you know, back in the day. And I have my first digital watch, you know, still, and it, you know, it was given to me by my parents when I was a little boy. And it was, I remember looking at it and thinking, that's amazing. Like, there's no external wires or anything. Yeah, it's got these digits on the screen, and it was just a big deal. So for nostalgia reasons, but also sometimes we keep old items because they're the only things that play our old videotapes or you know, our camcorder tapes or whatever it is, or even our records. Sometimes you need them to play stuff back. Some people think, well, it will be valuable one day. Usually it won't, but we think it might. Other times we're worried about whether we can wipe them effectively before getting rid of it. So if it's like a laptop computer or a desktop, we might, you know, get rid of it but keep the hard drive because we don't know how to wipe it reliably.
Yeah, it was funny because when this story came about yesterday, that was one thing that my producer Steve was saying, that he'd be worried about responsibly disposing and throwing away old kit, because had he done the factory reset properly to wipe everything off?
Yeah, and especially with things like hard drives, because, you know, you can delete all the data off a hard drive, but with the right software, you can recover it. So you then have to do sort of more like a military-grade wipe using a special piece of software. And then people just think, oh, it's easy. I'll just, you know, even when they gifted old computers, people would remove the hard drive and keep them in a stack at home somewhere safe because they just thought it was safer to do that. The answer is it depends on, you know, if you're a person of particular interest, then the security services may take the trouble, but most people would not. But I guess you've got to be careful not to leave sort of card details and bank account details on these things.
We heard from Alan earlier on, who was ringing on the phone, and a surgeon or a doctor when Alan was in hospital had said one of the phones that Alan was ringing on had just sold for £950. Is that the exception to the rule, or are there some bits of kit? I mean, you said earlier on most of it is worthless. Are there some bits of old tech that could be worth a pretty penny?
I mean, some are collectible. 900 is an extreme figure. I mean, you can check. I mean, you can go on eBay or other sort of similar websites, but don't look at what people are asking for them. Click the marks saying sold, and then you can see what they've actually sold for if they've sold any recent examples. If it's an iconic one, like, you know, the first iPhone, or it's still in its box and sealed, I mean, if it's sealed in its box, then that can be, you know, a special item. So, you know, if you've got the Apple One computer, you know, you're probably rich, right? But most of us don't have that. Most of us have things that are probably more valuable to us than anybody else. I would say also the other thing is, you know, how to dispose of these things safely if you do decide to get rid of it. And there are household waste recycling centres that you can take it to. But also what people don't realise is that most bigger stores that sell electrical items, those that have got more than 400 square metre sales floor, have got a legal obligation to take back electronics. And when I say a take back scheme, what I mean is if it's a small item, less than 25 centimetres long, you can just walk in and ask for them to recycle it, even if you didn't buy it from them. If it's bigger than that, you can ask them to recycle it when you buy a new version. So let's say you buy a TV set and you've got an old TV set that's, you know, 30 years old, maybe one of the big cathode ray tube ones, you can actually just arrange it with them for them to recycle it, and that's their legal obligation.
Fevzi, it's been lovely to speak to you this morning. Thanks so much for coming on. Fevzi Turkout, the editor of GadgetDetective.com, the host as well of the Gadget Detective podcast.